it is, you know. And I mean, I'm glad you realize you're a track guy and realize that. You know, so many times people get focused in on one kid or a couple kids, and that's never the case. And those three you mentioned there, Jersey, you know, Chloe, Lucy, Jordan, I mean, those are kids that kind of just flew underneath the radar a lot, you know, as far as, you know, no one saw Jersey placing in the 100-meter dash. No one saw Lucy finishing probably where she was in the 16 and 32. And Jordan, you know, just came over. She wouldn't have had to leave the 4x8 to go from leave the vault to go to the 4x8. Probably would have medaled there. You know, it was just really consistent in the vault. But such a key piece to three relays. I mean, running anchor in the 4x8, leading off in the 4x4, and running, you know, that second leg back stretch in the 4x1. And so those kids are, you know, they're hard to replace. And so that's kind of the game now. Now you got to figure out who's, you know, it's a puzzle. How are you going to replace those pieces, and which kids are going to step up and, you know, fit the best and develop the best over the course, you know, not only the season, but, you know, for some of them the next, you know, 2, 3, 4 years as we look to some younger kids to start to fill some of those areas.
But this year's senior bunch, and there's some key ones that did some great things for you the last couple of years, that senior bunch, and the others as well that were on that team last year. They don't want to let this thing sink anytime soon. They want to keep this great run in track and field going this year, don't they?
Absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, anytime you close out your athletic career, your home community, your high school, you want to finish on a good note, you know, because a lot of them don't go on to compete at the collegiate level, and sometimes this is the last time, you know, for those group of kids to be together to compete. And so, you know, obviously, you know, Bryn still wants to have a strong senior season and finish strong, as well as, you know, her cousin Allie. You know, Allie's going to go pole vault at Concordia, and, you know, so she's focused in and wants to finish strong, you know, in that event there too. And again, you have some of those kids that just come out and they just make your locker room and team better by the way they conduct themselves, by the way they work. I mean, your Liz Reeves, your Joey Clevenger in the hurdles, you know, there's so many of those kids too that, like you said, you know, pick up points for us all year in events, and they kind of the unsung heroes that, again, fly underneath the radar. But, you know, track's a team sport, and it's a blue-collar deal. You step out there, it's not all the razz of some of the other team sports, but when it's your time to compete and perform, to step into the ring or onto the runway or the high jump approach or get in the blocks or on the track, it's your time, and nobody can do that for you. And so stopwatch, tape measure, don't lie, you know, and it's just about getting better from point A to point B. So practice number 17 tonight, you know, and it's hard to tell the kids. I mean, just going with them, telling them now, it's tough. It's like, people, you got 28 practices. The districts, and we're not going to see y'all for every practice of all the other competitions, state, FBLA, FFA, FCCLA, things going on. We got 9 hard practices left, and seniors, you got 35 days, and underclassmen, you got 40. And so, I mean, we got to be, you know, we got to be focused on what we do, and we got to do it well. And it's the little things that are going to make the big things down the road.
You score a lot of points on the track, but your field events, wow, you get things started. Some of those field events early in track meets and some pretty much sometimes put the meet away with just your field event points, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, again, there's another one, a Kaylee Lott speech, like you said, coming back in the throws, and you know, she's going to throw at Doan next year, and so you look for her, you know, in the shot and discus, and some of the younger kids, you know, Kylie Weiss, some of these kids that are coming up, Maddie Clark, some young ones there in the throws, and as well as, you know, we got some jumpers, you know, that were right on the edge last year in the triple, that kind of probably 33 range that they hope to improve. And so, you know, hopefully get some points in the jumps, and obviously, you know, Allie and Miranda and them at the pole vault, and Bryn and Landry in the high jump, and, you know, Carly, we've got a couple other kids that will start to work in there, some young kids, that we'll hopefully start to see, you know, develop and continue to mature in the right direction. And so yeah, that's, again, like you said, I mean, you may not win them all, but, you know, if you can place 2 or 3 there, it comes close to being a first or a second, and those points start that up.
How about some youngsters? I know you got you lean on those upperclassmen, no question about it. You got some youngsters. I'm sure it happens every year. You have one, two, or three that kind of make some noise get some good marks and good times early for you.
Yeah, I think, you know, that sophomore class is a good a good class. Like I said, I think you look for some of them. Like I said, and I think an Ava McNair in the triple jump will be a good one for us. I think Landry McNair can be kind of a surprise there a little bit, maybe in the high jump this year. I would say, you know, Olivia Spady's a good one that could be almost like a Jordan Jablonski that finds herself in, you know, the 4x4, 4x8, maybe even the 4x1 that may just become a relay queen for us. It really focuses to kind of pull those relays back together a little bit. And we've got some really good freshman kids. I like what I've seen so far coming in. I mean, I think Haley and Riley Rusher are going to, you know, be key pieces for us, and, you know, probably in some relays and sprints, as well as the Hearman twins. You know, those girls last year at the junior high state track meet ran 420 or 424 in the 4x4 as eighth graders, which, you know, would have placed them in a lot of high school meets. I mean, you know, and medaled probably even there. Like, you might have been around 420 or right under. So, I mean, I think those are kids that'll be, you know, that'll step up and kind of contribute in those areas too. And so I think those are things that are kind of, like I said, kind of exciting to see how they grow and develop the next 4 years, and that we can kind of help move them in the right direction and find the events that they're going to be able to find, you know, the most success in.
Well, you got to meet coming up this Thursday, head up to Perkins County, up to Grant, and get a couple of teams up Perkins County. I think Potter Dix is a part of the Triangular, and just get the kids out, compete for the first time.
Yeah, I mean, I really want to get a base established interest, you know, early, and we want to, you know, we want to keep our volume and intensity up. And so, like, things we tell the girls, like, this is just a glorified practice. That's why we do this meet. We have unlimited entries. We can run kids off against each other with a, you know, automatic timing system. And, you know, we can get 7 or 8 kids in the 100 and see who's going to perform, as well as some of those 4x4, 4x8. We can run some of those guys in the open events and kind of match them up against each other and see maybe where our strengths are, or maybe there's some things that we're not seeing. And so that meet goes super fast. You know, it starts at 3:30, you know, with field events. They jump in kind of with the running event around 4:15, you know, and then it just goes super fast. Because obviously you're not having prelims and finals, and they run the boys and girls 4x8, 2 mile, those things together. So that meet goes fast. So again, yeah, it's a glorified practice. It gives us some marks, some times and distances, and, you know, then we start to build from there as we go hit, you know, probably one of our more competitive meets that following on April 1st in Ogallala, where you see the Shatterns and Sydneys and Ogallala and some of those bigger schools kind of get a measuring stick maybe early of where we're at.